Welcome to the New Earth Architectress, where we'll be exploring together what is an architectress, what is the New Earth, and how is the evolution in consciousness paving the way for your leading role in architecture. I'm your host, Aisha Rose Melody Hassan, and I'm so excited to share with you what's possible when you lead a prospering design practice aligned with spirit and your divine calling. If you're a woman architect or designer who's hearing a deep call to take your stand as an ancient temple builder of the future, welcome. Now is the time, and we are the ones. Hello. In today's episode, I want to share some of my reflections related to the goddess, the temple, and my travels to the ancient city of Ephesus. I have been excitedly preparing for my one-on-one VIP retreats in the ancient city at this beautiful retreat center for women architects and designers and visionary leaders who are ready to build the sacred blueprints of our new earth. And so I immersed myself in this temple, this sacred site, this ancient city, to tune back into the ancient wisdom that resides within the energetic configurations of these temples and the spirit of the land there. And when I was touring around, walking around the ancient city of Ephesus, I came across the big map of the ancient city developed by the archaeologists, and only a certain percentage has been uncovered. Many more streets and parts of the city, buildings, housing have yet to be uncovered. And so as I was looking at the map, I noticed how far away the Temple of Artemis is from the ancient city. You need to walk quite a distance. I can imagine it would have been, you know, an hour's walk, perhaps, over to the temple. And currently, there is a highway that is cutting through that original pilgrimage path. And I talked about this in my last Instagram live with my colleague, house healer and geomancer, Nikki Kopmans, as well as in my last podcast episode with Rachel Gruchowski, an amazing architect who is weaving spiritual wisdom with design. So make sure you check out those last episodes, either in my YouTube channel or on my Instagram feed or in my podcast. So I want to go a bit deeper today about around this topic. So for me, in that moment, it was clear, it was just clear, blatantly obvious that we have cut the path off to the goddess. And it's so clear because the ancient city of Ephesus later got taken over by the Romans, and the Romans started to build over it and build temples for emperors, not start to move away from building the temple for the god of the landscape or the goddess of the landscape, right? Whether it be Zeus, Diana, Artemis. We have moved away from honoring nature to honoring the ego and honoring the individual. And when I say honoring the ego or the individual, I do not mean it necessarily in a negative sense. This is the path we needed to go on in order to evolve, in order to grow individually and go through this process of individuation, which we are all going through, men and women. And so this this reality, this aha moment, that I experienced while looking at this map, she's cut off. We've cut her off. And when you go to the temple itself, the temple of Artemis, you know, dedicated to the goddess Artemis, in Ephesus, she is not so much like the goddess of the wilderness with the bow and arrow, but she's this extremely highly adorned goddess figure that has these incredible, when you look at the original statue, she's got these, what looks like many, many breasts all along the inner face of her body, her chest, her solar plexus, her stomach, you know, almost all the way down to her feet. And it's almost like they expand and swell with very sacred proportions, not almost like they do. And she's got a temple on her head. She's got beautiful carvings of symbols of nature on her skirt and leg. And she represents abundance. She represents the creative life force. She represents fertility and this ever flowing, ever emanating waters of life. Okay, and those were celebrated. Those were celebrated in the ancient city of Ephesus, and was the in a many sense this taproot, or this what the city plugged itself into, what the people plugged themselves into, that life force. And now the temple, there's only like one column left. You can see the foundations of the various structures that were built over time. Originally, the temple was a much smaller structure, and then later it grew into this huge, huge temple, became one of the seven wonders of the world. And there's a mystery there. The mysteries were taught there. And even more mysterious now as the structure has been dismantled, has been torn apart. The columns, the walls, the roofs, they've all been the capitals of the columns, the beams, they have all been used to build other temples. Now, they didn't just break it down while it was standing. It went through several natural disasters. It went through a flood, and it also went through a fire. It echoes very much the flood of Lemuria and the fire of Atlantis. Oh, I'm switching that around. I just flipped them. The fire of Lemuria and the flood of Atlantis. Interesting that there's an inverse there in terms of time. So she's gone through a lot. Her body has been distorted, has been dismantled, has been torn to pieces, taken apart and spread out to build other temples, the Basilica of St. John nearby, the Isak Bey Jami, the mosque nearby. And other structures within the ancient city of Ephesus. And there's something really beautiful about that, that there's a part of the goddess within those temples, even if the essence was distorted, she's still present. She's still living and breathing in those places. And so as I was reflecting on this, you know, it, it, this cutoff, the severing of the path to the goddess, the severing of the path to the temple, is very much the severing of the path to our own nature, to our feminine wisdom, to our intuitive powers, to our radiance, to our fertility, to our creative life force. And our divine design capacities. It's been cut off. You know, we have an incredible power. We are connected to something so big, especially as women, with our capacity to bear children, with our womb, whether you're a mother or not, there is a cauldron within you. And when you stir that cauldron, the most incredible designs, the most incredible blueprints are birthed. The most incredible creations for the new earth are birthed. And how is this, how does this, you know, this severing, how is it showing up in the way that you practice? How is it showing up in your day-to-day life? I for sure experienced for a large portion of my life an amnesia, walking around in a haze, walking around in this half awake state, and also walking around with so little confidence and dependence on other people's thoughts, ideas, opinions, self-doubt, fear. What if people ridicule me? Fear of being ostracized by the architecture profession, fear of being ostracized by my family, by my colleagues, by my friends. I couldn't fit in. I was always questioning the status quo. And it took me some time to come to that level of consciousness as I was in this amnesia state. So why is it important to think about this, to reflect upon this? Well, the severing to the goddess has resulted in so much destruction and the raping of our mother, of our land, of the earth. It has resulted in crap construction, horrible suburbs that make people ill, horrible housing projects that make people ill, horrible city plans that make people dependent on gas stations and shopping malls and fast food chains that all plug into this system that only kills the body rather than enlivening the body, bringing life to the body, bringing harmony, and empowering the body rather than making the body subservient to a system that does not allow for all to thrive, all including the animals, the minerals, the plants, all beings of this planet. And so it's up to you, women, to start building your goddess temple once again in the way that you practice architecture. This goddess temple will allow you to begin to speak your truth, to unleash your intuitive powers, to open up your voice, open up your larynx, open up your sexual life force, the energy force that runs through your body. Some people call it the Kundalini awakening. There's very much, there's a lot of that going on at the Temple of Artemis, and it's very, very current. Current mean, what I mean by that is that it's an energy that is emanating right now at this time, and calling you to tap it, to even activate it even more with your consciousness. I shared this a bit in the couple podcast episodes prior while I was live from the hotel room at the retreat center. So you should watch that episode as well. Watch or listen, rather. So building your temple goddess once again, what does that look like for you? Building your temple god, your goddess temple once again, in the way that you practice architecture, in the way you practice landscape architecture, in the way you practice interior design, or the way that you're building your new earth project, whether it be a community, a spiritual center, a model for a new type of housing, a master plan for the city. She is showing up, the parts of the temple are showing up in your body right now. And you need to, with your consciousness, with your dedication, with your intuition, with your magic, need to piece her back together again within your being and within your environment, through your acts of creation. If you don't, she's gonna irritate you. There's gonna be parts of the body of the temple that are showing up in the form of illness, showing up in the form of blocks, showing up in the form of anxiety, of panic attacks, showing up in the form of blame, guilt, shame. But once we start to build her within ourselves, and look, women, it is a temple under construction. Not saying it has to be perfect. We are human. But you are someone who is ready. You just maybe, you know, your soul is ready, but your body is just kind of maybe, you know, trying to stay safe and remaining behind the threshold. But you are ready to be a leader, a pioneer of the future architecture, and to build this temple back together again is your task. And we don't need to build the temple in the literal sense. It's the energetic work that's important. It's how you are going to make your creations for your clients, for yourself, perhaps. Maybe you want to finally build your own sanctuary like I am. I always, always put myself and my luxury and my comfort last. I lived so minimally. While I was successful, I still would not, I still would not set aside, money, time, self-care, for myself or for my self-care, for my nourishment. And so finally, I'm building my own sanctuary and breathing the spirit of the goddess within the interior work and the exterior work and the garden. And I'm building my temple. And it is helping me to build that inner temple as well. It's time, women. It's time to take a stand as an ancient temple builder of the future. It's time to take a stand and speak your goddess truth. Speak your feminine wisdom. And stop putting it putting it on the side, or just adding a little bit, sprinkling it on like salt and pepper onto your design projects. You may be working with a firm right now, or perhaps you're even running your own company, but I want you to go all in, women, now. It's needed. It's urgent. Otherwise, we are going in a trajectory that is going to put us even more off kilter. Our oceans are dying. Our youth are addicted to media and are suffering from depression and anxiety. The digital realm, the world is infiltrating and taking over our system, our natural system. And there's a huge danger. There's a huge danger for us to completely lose our humanity and our connection to the natural cycles and the natural laws of life. And these natural cycles and the natural laws of life were reflected within the construction of the temples, were reflected in and are reflected in the symbol of the goddess. She always brings us back to the cycles of life, always brings us back to our true nature. The temple is for anchoring in the cosmic truths. The temple is for speaking the mystery and speaking forth the blueprints of our future, of evolution. And so we need to start building an architecture that is reflecting the same. And it doesn't all have to be serious. There's joy, there's humor, there's play involved as well. And how are you going to bring that into your work? How are you going to bring that temple, build that temple back together again? The architects who are doing the energetic work, the spiritual energetic work, are the ones, the architects of the future. There is the metaverse now, which is a digital world that is being built, and architects are now working for that system. I'm not saying it's all bad. I think they're making really good money working for the metaverse. And I wonder how much also we are going to lose our jobs, or architects will lose their jobs to artificial intelligence as well, right? Robots. But can robots and artificial intelligence connect with spirit, connect with the goddess like you can? Does the robot have a womb? Does the artificial intelligence have a womb? So it's up to you, the one who hears the call, to bridge east with west, to bridge the masculine with the feminine, with spirit with form, and to build architecture that enlivens, that awakens, that grounds, that aligns, that heals and nourishes all beings of life. So that we start living in a way that is just so much more efficient. Oh my God, we live in such inefficient structures that just make us like force us to work harder to stay healthy. But we had the keys and the codes in ancient times, the keys and the codes that enabled more ease, more joy, healing, calibration, equilibrium. Not saying that we push away the dark and that it's all rainbows and butterflies, but we really need to start to, bring the balance back. Bring the balance back for the sake of this planet. So I invite you in this moment to put away any distractions and to close your eyes. Maybe close the door if you're with family or at an office, or maybe if you're driving in your car, pull over beside a tree perhaps, and just stand still, sit still, and close your eyes. And begin to breathe. Deep, nourishing breaths, and slow your system down. Allow the breath to regulate your nervous system and begin to bring all the pieces of your body back together again. Again, allow the breath to begin to restore the temple of your goddess within. First building the foundations. And then the bases of the columns. Columns and walls. The beams, the roof. And noticing how light enters into your temple. Noticing what kind of landscape it is in. Begin to walk around your inner temple, noticing its qualities. Is it more solid? Or perhaps a lighter structure? Noticing the colors, the proportions, its shape, its size. What kind of temple is growing and being put back together within you? Noticing if you have any spirit guides present, elements of nature, supporting you through this construction project. Noticing how you're feeling as this temple gets rebuilt within you. How does your body feel? what emotions are coming up for you in this moment. Tuning once again into this environment, this place, this space that has emerged within your inner being. May this be a representation, a key, a clue for the new architecture that you will build, that you will design, that you are designing, you are creating. And in this moment, I invite you to give gratitude and an offering to the central altar, the central altar space within your temple. Bring it a gift. And perhaps in this moment, sharing an intention for how you want to create the new architecture, the new interior design, landscape design, how you want to show up in the world as a leader, as a pioneer, as a change agent. What's your vision? What's your truth? What's that knowing that's always been with you, that is ready to emerge out of the darkness, like the phoenix? So giving your gratitude and offering to the central altar within your temple, noticing what emerges as your offering. Could be an object, could be a feeling, a sensation, a color, a word, a message, a sound. And placing the offering on the altar. May this be a symbol for your new way, for crossing the threshold, an initiation into this new territory that you are entering into, this new world. This new world where you are speaking your truth. And restructuring, rebirthing the world with the designs that you create. And beginning to, when you're ready, feeling the structure of your temple, feeling the bones of your body. It's beginning to move your feet, your legs, your spine. Perhaps starting to rub your hands together, doing a stretch. And slowly opening your eyes. Beautiful. And so I leave you with this sensation, the feeling, the truth of your temple for the goddess within. And I'm curious what this temple looks like. So do share, send me an email, add in the comments below if you're watching the YouTube. You can reach me via the contact form at theneweartharchitectress.com. And if you are feeling the chills, the resonance, the excitement to join me one-on-one for this incredible high-touch VIP journey through the ancient city of Ephesus and the Temple of Artemis, I am booking for June, September, October, and November 2023. So send me an email. I am receiving applications until the end of May. So there's end of May. And let's push that for podcast listeners. We can extend that time a bit for the first week of June. So send me a message, and I would love to co-create with you. There is an application form, so we'll add the application as well here. It doesn't mean that you are committing, nor does it mean that that doesn't guarantee that you're going to be accepted. I want to make sure that we are an aligned match, and that you've got what it takes, the commitment, the readiness to enter into this initiation, into a new path for your soul, for your joy, for your radiance, for your health, and this pioneering vision that you have to bridge spirit with design. All right, so I look forward to co-creating with you, and it's such an honor and blessing to be holding this space for you within this podcast. And I look forward to the next episode. See you next time. Bye-bye. Thank you for tuning into the New Earth Architectress. It's my intention to inspire more women architects and designers to come out of hiding and unleash their intuitive powers to lead a prospering design practice aligned with spirit and their divine calling, while making a powerful impact on Earth. If you enjoyed this podcast, be sure to subscribe, leave a 5-star review on iTunes, and share this episode with women who you know are feeling the nudges to take the big leap and bridge spirit with design. You can find out more about me and the New Earth Architectress movement by visiting aisharosemelodyhassan.com. Until next time, Gule Gule.